With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I'm Haley Shipp. We're talking about the Farm Bill today. There is an increasing likelihood that the next Farm Bill is going to be written at a time of high commodity prices. That could lead to discussions over the needs of a robust safety net for farmers and ranchers. As ag takes a spotlight in Washington, D.C. during this National Ag Week, there's a lot of discussion on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Overall, nutrition spending makes up 80% of the total budget for the Farm Bill, and of the programs covered by nutrition, SNAP accounts for 95% of all spending. It's a big chunk. Former Senate and House Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts says that the program absolutely must be a part of the Farm Bill.
Number one, the USDA runs it better than any other agency. Number two, you're not going to pass a Farm Bill without an appropriate food stamp program, and it fits into what farmers and ranchers and growers do.
Regarding the timing of the next Farm Bill, House Agriculture Committee Chair David Scott of Georgia says the process is underway and on time.
Our timeline for the next Farm Bill is well within the standard timeline.
Each were speaking at the 2022 AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit. It was held yesterday in Washington, D.C. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.